Good morning, podcast audience.
This is Ken Hodge with a podcast for you today. I want to talk to employees, essential employees, particularly postal employees. Listen, we being deemed essential, again, we've got a mission or a task that most are not asked to do. I don't try to feed you that nonsense that you signed up for this, but nonetheless, here we are. And it's important that we try to stay as motivated and as upbeat as possible while we work under these hazardous or trying times. Now, I'm going to shift just a little bit over to postal management, and I don't know any other way to ask, to request, but postal management, listen, if I could address you for a second, you put in place procedures that will allow postal employees who have situations, who meet certain requirements or criteria, you put policies in place that allow them time off from work to care for or to attend to Corona 19. But yet, when the employees attempt to use what it is you made available to them, there seems to be all kinds of disconnect, and it is far beyond my understanding and belief why we have that. We have policies being put out, and again, I'll be the first to say, the guidance from headquarters, I mean, that's good guidance. That's good guidance. And when I heard that guidance echoed by our district manager, again, I understand that that guidance is being passed down from the areas to the districts. But when I see at the company level or the workers level, employees attempting to utilize what the post office has prepared for them, they have all kinds of problems getting that done. And that's a message or a process that needs to be addressed immediately. You have motivated and dedicated postal employees. And again, because I am motivated and dedicated, that does not mean that if I have the opportunity to stay away from a hazardous situation, if that opportunity is presented to me by my employer and I choose to take it, that does not compromise my motivation or my dedication. So to the post office, I really want to say, I mean, why would you inform employees that emergency sick leave is available to them? The Family Medical Leave Act expansion is available to them. And then when your employees attempt to use it, they are met with harsh or responses which usually don't get their request approved. I mean, how could that be? If you are genuinely concerned, then you would follow through on what it is you said you're going to do for your employees. And it shouldn't take a Facebook post, it shouldn't take newspaper articles to get you to do the right thing for your employees. If we are as essential as you want us to believe we are, then we should see a higher level of caring or responsibility being put forth by postal management. Convince me that I am as essential as you say I am, and all you need to do to convince me is step up your maintenance game with respect to over-the-top sanitation, desanitizing, or decontaminating, however you want to phrase it. Show me that you appreciate what I do. Your service talks are fine, but I can see better than I can hear. If you want to convince me that I am as essential as you say I am, then if I have a concern about my well-being, if I have a family member who has been quarantined, or if I have situations directly related to COVID-19, then you will allow me to utilize the additional leave that you made available to me. Does that make sense? And on a positive note, during the town hall meeting, I made a comment or asked a question or pointed out a concern to the district manager about there not being soap in some of the men's room. And I want to say I was approached after that meeting by one of the maintenance employees. And again, her level of dedication to performing a job that she's been assigned to do, or her team or her department has been assigned to do, was very invigorating. And when I say that, I do mean the employees care about employees. Most times we understand that in order to get the job done better, I'm sorry that I'm going to say this, you do it without a lot of management intervention or interaction. So to that employee, I say kudos to you for caring about what it is your department is assigned to do. That just shows our postal employees' level of dedication that more times than not far surpass anything that management is going to show them. So to all postal employees and all essential workers, but I'm primarily talking to the organization to which I belong, postal employees, this is a time where we have to take care of each other. We have to be more diligent in how we wipe down equipment. Not directing, because I don't have that kind of authority, but again, I would recommend we all start wearing those masks at work, masks, gloves. Let's take every precaution that we can to keep us safe. Because if we sit back and wait for postal management to provide a safe work environment, well, I'm just going to simply say the track record for postal management in bad situations, how they handle employees, I don't think is that good. So rather than continue to allow that to affect us, we have to step up. And when I say we have to step up, let me define what I call stepping up, just so nobody gets this mixed up. Stepping up means if you're not feeling well, don't come to work. Stepping up means if you are in need of emergency sick leave, use it. If you need to utilize the Family Medical Leave Act in its expansion form, use it. When you're at work, be mindful of others. Continue to wipe down your pit equipment. Even though I was Columbus Maintenance Department, is still doing a very good job at doing that. But again, we can assist, because again, we have to be mindful, and we have to understand we will look out for each other. Now, I'm not asking all postal employees to stand around holding hands, singing Kumbaya, but I think that, again, we need to step up how we protect our work environment. And don't get me wrong, I am fully aware that is a management responsibility, but I'm telling you from what I know, if we wait for management to do that, well, let's not wait. And last point, and again, I guess most of this podcast, I'm talking to postal employees, but I hope postal management is listening as well. When headquarters directs be liberal with your changes of schedules. I mean, come on, postal management. If you have an employee that is still willing or attempting to come to work, but they need a modification in their schedule. I mean, I'm hearing stories of employees want to change their schedules by as little as 2 hours, but you're crying operational necessity in not allowing them to do that. That does not sound like the guidance coming from postal headquarters. So I'm saying, if we are compassionate and understanding each other, and sometimes we have to put the well-being above the product. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes if we care about our employees just a little more than we care about the product they're producing right now, let me tell you, you're going to naturally get a better product when people understand that you care about them. Let's have a great day, and let's stay safe. Kenny Hodge on the podcast.